At Western Michigan University's dress rehearsal for Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo, the special effects were astonishing. And not just because the imitation gun smoke set the fire alarms blaring more than once. The play is based on a true story about a tiger shot during the Iraq War. It follows the ghostly tiger around as he muses about war, life, and the existence of God. The play, written by American playwright Rajiv Joseph, was first performed in 2009 and appeared on Broadway in 2011. The Los Angeles Times called it the most original drama written about the Iraq War. Ryan Williams is the sound designer for Bengal Tiger. He says Western has borrowed some pretty spectacular digital projectors for the performance.
Instead of doing a lot of physical sets, we're doing more digital sets.
But the projectors aren't just there as high-tech backdrops. They also jog our memories.
My entire pre-show consists of clips and news clips of 9/11 attacks and the war and Bush talking about the war. And it's something very humbling when you sit there and you listen to hours and hours and hours of clips about, you know, people being killed and people being attacked in the war. And it's sad, actually. It's really sad. And I used to have to take a couple breaks sometimes and sort of step away from it to kind of let yourself breathe a little bit.
The WMU cast and crew got another perk, insight from playwright Rajiv Joseph himself. Assistant director David Lou Cooper says dramaturg Cara Beth Heath was able to ask Joseph a few questions.
She said, whose play is this? Whose journey is this? And he said, you know, it's everybody's journey, but if he was going to say it's somebody's, it's Musa's. Musa's and the tiger.
Hi, my name is Alexander Kropifkin, and I will be playing Musa. Musa is an Iraqi translator who is working with the Americans to help them, but that changes very quickly.
Kropifkin says, we often forget how difficult war can be for people not in uniform. Translators would face backlash from Iraqis and American soldiers alike.
Because sometimes they would view translators as, you know, the people that they were fighting instead of the people that were helping them.
Hey, sir, you speak English? Hey, they don't speak English. Stop yelling. You don't need to yell.
No, that's what you gotta do, man. These tall heads just no offense, that's not the rules.
Just tell me what you want to tell them, and I will translate, okay?
Tell me my business.
Bengal Tiger isn't your typical war play, as you can guess based on the talking dead tiger. Director Mark Learman says, unlike many war plays, this one doesn't choose sides.
It must be an anti-Bush piece, or it must be a pro-democratic piece, or a pro-Republican piece or whatever, and it's not, or a pro-Army piece or Marines. It's none of those things. It doesn't try to shine a light in that way. It really, really tries to look at it from a much more metaphysical standpoint.
Assistant director Cooper adds, Bengal Tiger is also funnier than most war plays. Robin Williams even played the tiger on Broadway.
It helps us chill out a little bit so that we can keep going to those dark places that the play takes us.
And there's nothing darker than pondering violence and our own mortality.
Listen, calling out to God in distress. God, can you believe it?
My name's Alex Langmesser. I'll be playing Kev. People would say, well, if there is a God, why do bad things happen? And this play kind of answered that for me in a way, like, it's us. Like, people make that happen. God doesn't make bad things happen.
WMU Theater will perform Bengal Tiger at the Baghdad Zoo through next Sunday. Tonight's show will be at 8 o'clock at the Williams Theater.